This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
We are moving on to our next story, which in some ways is still focused on the MCO, the emergency, this time period in which we live, because we want to take a closer look at how businesses can perhaps do an honest assessment of where they are at the moment, whether they're turning a profit, whether they might need to change strategies or even close shop.
Even before this MCO began again, the SME Association of Malaysia already started sounding alarm, saying that many businesses will have to close shop permanently. We haven't yet seen this impact on businesses, but if the first MCO was any indication at all, it could really mean that many entrepreneurs, many SMEs will have to make some pretty difficult choices, I think, in terms of how they're going to continue and whether they can continue in the form that they have been.
We also have to consider that the MCO might be extended, and this adds an obstacle to making plans for your business, because when we work on this fortnight by fortnight basis, I think it can be very difficult to anticipate. And so the question here, I guess, is whether you know when to pivot, and for that matter, when you have to close. I think just being able to take stock and systematically gauge that choice and assess how long you can ride out this whole period is important.
So just to put some numbers onto this discussion, right? So the finance minister, Tengku Datuk Sri Zafrul Tengku Abdul Aziz, he recently said that the country is set to lose 600 million ringgit a day in terms of the economy. And now this is less compared to an estimated 2.4 billion daily during the last MCO, because of course 80% of our economic sectors are still able to operate currently. So economists are estimating that this will be less damaging this time around, but that doesn't mean that things are the same. You know, it means that there will be tough choices to make. Not everyone has the luxury of having their employees come in. Not every business has the same number of customers giving them their business.
So I guess the thing here is, if this is something you've been thinking about, if you've been taking stock of your own business, if you run one and just thinking about how to move forward, perhaps you might find this helpful. We're going to be speaking after this with Ganesh Gunaratnam, who is the Deals Director and Working Capital Management Leader at PwC Malaysia. But, you know, please let us know, have you had to make decisions about your business? And what did you take into account when you made those decisions? Call us 7733 2900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899, and tweet us at BFM Radio.
Brainy, fancy material. BFM 89.9.
It's 6:45. You're listening to the Evening Edition with Lynn and Sharmila, and we're talking about how to take stock of your business, how to assess where your business is headed and make decisions based on that. So if you've made any decisions about your business or had to take a look at it in light of everything that's going on, tell us what's on your mind. You can call us 7733 2900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899, and tweet us at BFM Radio. Joining us in the meantime on Zoom is Ganesh Gunaratnam, Deals Director and Working Capital Management Leader at PwC Malaysia. Ganesh, thank you so much for being a part of this conversation. We've talked about this with you before, actually, but could you run us through the basics again of going through an audit to determine business viability?
Okay. Just to answer your question, you know, in terms of looking at business viability, right, the fundamentals of looking at every business is relatively the same, you know. First thing is in terms of, you know, what is your revenue like? Tying up to your revenue would be your cost structure, the fixed versus variable cost structure. And to support that, for every business, what will be the CapEx requirement and working capital requirements, and how do you sort of finance those CapEx and working capital? And lastly, at any business, right, these all should then translate to something called a free cash flow, right? Over time, if you're not generating free cash flow, the business will be point to a demise. So that's generally, you know, how do you determine a business viability?
So with what you just said, how does today's climate affect all this?
Okay, so normally in a steady state environment, in a normal business scenario, I think I mentioned earlier that, you know, you should be generating free cash flows. In the current business climate, in short term, and for a number of businesses, especially if you're non-essential, right? The situation would be that you might be in a cash burn position versus being cash generative. And what I mean by a cash burn position is that typically your cost exceeds the revenue that you likely would be able to get. Now, the biggest question a lot of businesses and even some of our clients look at is that how long can this cash burn situation last? The longer you can last, the better the chances of you to be able to sort of recover. But honestly, it also depends on, you know, factors that are out of our control, which is the MTO itself, you know, whether it's going to be 2 weeks or something further. But really, the key paramount question is, you know, how long buffer or that you have in order to sort of survive. And that's determined by the cash burn rate that you have.
So what signs or metrics should be taken into account when you are considering, oh, you know, do I need to make a change in my strategy?
Now, the way I think about this is that it doesn't mean that when you are an MCO, you have to immediately think of changing strategy, so to speak, you know. But what is quite clear, and based on the learnings of the previous MCO, is that most businesses have decided or have learned that they need to go digital or go online. So that could be a new strategy or is actually an add-on to the current brick and mortar strategy that you sort of have. Now, when I talk about going digital or going online, it's just not only going online via Shopee or Lazada or maybe Amazon, but even looking at your own business processes and information. So what has happened is that some companies have started to look at, you know, using tools beyond Excel and PowerPoint. I mean, people have started to look at using Power BI to give them more instantaneous analysis so that they can react faster. They are starting to think about using machine learning applications or even robotic process automation. And some of these things helps businesses to clarify where they are and potentially adjust how they want to move going forward. And in terms of, if let's say, for example, we talk about signs, whether there needs to be a change. So for one business that we were advising last year was that, you know, the signs where they needed to slightly change tactic was that we could see because of the MCO, footfalls were coming down. This was a retail business. So immediately we knew that they had to sort of overlay the strategy of going online, and we decided that we should use platforms that were available. And in that case, it was actually using Shopee. We subsequently moved on to, you know, using Lazada as well. And moving forward, you know, they are also thinking of actually opening up your own e-store as well. Now, it doesn't mean that the retail store, it's not there. It's there. It's just over and above of going through the retail store method.
So given the current climate and all of these uncertainties surrounding the MCO, how can businesses plan ahead?
Okay, so this was a question that was actually asked, you know, when I had some interviews as well last year in the first MCO, right? So one of the things that we sort of advise, and it's worked well for some of our clients, is that, you know, the need to look at something what I call a 13-week rolling cash flow forecast. Now, normally when businesses do their cash flow forecast, a number of them do it, you know, broad-based, you know, either looking at monthly balances or even yearly balances, so on and so forth. But what we are recommending, and I think, as we all know, cash is king in these times, right, is coming up with this 13-week rolling cash flow forecast that will give you the biggest benefit of that 13-week rolling cash flow forecast is it will tell you, right, when exactly you may run out of cash. And we call it a cash zero day. And this cash flow forecast, it needs to be dynamic. It gets updated, you know, either daily or weekly. And it gives you the scenario analysis as well. Now, there are certain things that's out of our control, you know, as to, for example, the tenure of the MCO. What is in the control is what are the inputs that goes into the forecast. And it also tells you, proactively, when is it that you need to, you know, make decisions? So if you know, for example, your cash zero date, which is the date where your business really runs off cash, out of cash, is, you know, 5 weeks down the road, then you would know now what potentially you could do. when you go to a bank, for example, to get, you know, a quick financing, or do you need to go to a P2P provider, you know, peer-to-peer finance provider to roll your working capital? Or is it that you need to go back to your shareholders to raise temporary funding to weather through the storms? So I find this tool to be quite good. It just gives you significantly more visibility in terms of making some of those decisions. But granted, it is a difficult thing to do, right? And it requires quite a bit of discipline in order to do this well.
So I think, you know, it's not something people like to think about, but how do you decide when to close a business?
Okay, so there are two things to sort of look at this. I mean, again, here is, you know, you look at it from a viability perspective, right? So from a financial perspective, I think when you do your 13-week cash flow forecast, right, or and then even beyond, is my business going to generate the cash? You know, looking at the from a best case perspective, or likely case perspective, or worst case perspective. And then overlaying that, you know, how long do I have before I reach to my cash zero date, and whether I can tap to any facilities or funds to extend the cash zero date, right? If those answers don't look promising, or if, for example, you think that you're unable to extend the cash zero date, then viability is also a concern, right? And maybe you may need to sort of close. Now, overlaying that, when you look at it commercially, right, or from a business perspective, you know that MCO, you need to change the way you run your business, or there could be change in ways in terms of buying behavior, customer buying behavior and patterns. Are you able to adjust? Are your products or sales channels still relevant in the new normal? And if not, do you have the capability or resources to adjust? So in some cases, you know, if you're running brick and mortar, you want to move online, you have the ability, the IT knowledge, you have the right people to be able to change. And if no, then the question then it becomes like, you know, maybe it's time for you to think about cutting the loss, right? And maybe restart again, you know, when the business environment is sort of better.
Right. And conversely, when do we know whether we should start a new one, a new business?
I think the we should step back and ask ourselves this question, right? We know from current business environment that unlike the first MCO, the current MCO, we at least have a light at the end of the tunnel because the vaccines are potentially coming. And over the next 1 year or so, we may have two potential vaccines where, you know, Malaysians may be able to get themselves vaccinated. And that hopefully brings a change or a certain level of normality. Now, if you are going to open a business back again, the question you ask yourself is that, you know, who would be my customers? What products I'm sort of going to sell? Would I make the margins that I would make in a normal business environment? Can I go beyond brick and mortar? Can I use the digital or going online as a basis for me to springboard myself and set up my business? You know, so those are the things that I would probably advise.
So looking at some specifics, what factors, you know, would we really need to hone in on and consider if we were thinking it's time to start a business?
Okay. So in the current business environment, I think, as everybody know, cash is king. So I think some businesses that we know has, you know, kept certain reserves of cash because they were aware of the risk that could be MCO 2.0. So one business that we advised was aware of this risk and said that, you know, they needed to get online faster because of going online, they are sort of able to keep themselves afloat. The second thing is that, you know, it is very important to do the 13-week cash flow forecast. It is not only to be done during times of distress. It is to be done during a normal business environment as well. It just helps you to plan your short-term cash flow and also gives a basis for you to plan moving forward. Now, the other few things that I would probably say is that, you know, if you are in terms of supply chain, it is also time for you to see if you can relook at the types of inventories you're carrying, whether you're able to leverage, you know, certain terms from your suppliers, and if your customers are big players, are they on board of any supply chain finance programs, and see whether you can participate in such programs or not. And obviously, I think a number of banks are still on their R&R schemes. You know, it's good to go ahead and speak to your banks to see whether you can reschedule or restructure some of your existing loans.
So Ganesh, overall, would you say it's a good or bad time to start a business now?
I think it depends on the type of business you sort of want to start. I would say that if you're a risk taker, some businesses you may say that I can buy, for example, businesses cheap, you know, for those who are willing to sort of sell. But if you want to have more clarity in terms of, you know, the business prospects, I would say most people would want to hold off and say that, you know, let this tough times pass, give it a few weeks or a couple of months before I get on board. So I think it depends on each individual's risk-taking stance.
Ganesh, thanks again for speaking with us. That was Ganesh Gunaratnam, Deals Director and Working Capital Management Leader at PwC Malaysia, giving some advice on how to conduct a business audit, right, on your own business and look at how things actually are, what might need to change, and perhaps even whether it's time to change directions entirely or close. Let us know if you've recently had to make these sorts of decisions. What are the considerations going into that? You can call us at 7733 2900. You can WhatsApp 018-789-8899. You can, of course, also tweet us at BFM Radio. We'll be back with more after the 7 o'clock news. Keep it here on the Evening Edition, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my. BFM 89.9, the business station.